curious about with the wholesome and unwholesome assessment.
Yep.
If it's a thought of ill will, you know, greed, hatred, delusion, but we're not attached to it, we're just seeing it arise, seeing it pass. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like recognizing it, being aware that it's in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then does the thought itself? I mean, isn't the doesn't the unwholesomeness, or I'm asking you, does the unwholesomeness come from believing it?
Yes, and just the fact that it's there is already is okay. It's got some seeds.
Yeah.
But then it's also recognized that the more one thinks and ponders on a thing, the more it becomes the inclination of the mind. So then realizing that we've got some agency to address it, to either just by bringing, because sometimes just bringing mindfulness, oh, this is an unwholesome thought. Its power dissipates really quickly.
And so then with the wholesome thoughts, I mean, they're also inclined in the mind, but only when we, you know, as he describes, ponder upon, you know, spend a lot of time thinking about, I'm reminded of all of the hours I've spent in retreat thinking it was okay to think because I'm thinking about the Dhamma.
Right.
Like what this means, what I'm saying, you know, like, it's, but it's got stress in it. It's definitely, when I'm lost in it, it's unwholesome.
Yeah, and there's that's where that, like, reflecting from the point of the five hindrances is helpful in terms of, because something can be ostensibly a good thought, but it has an edge of restlessness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it has an edge of that kind of skeptical doubt to it. And it's not that it's bad. And that's important to recognize. Like, something can be akusala, but it's not as if it's bad. It's just that it clouds awareness and kind of obstructs the path. So same as sleepiness. It isn't as if it's morally reprehensible to be sleepy, but it does obstruct our meditation.